From the Department of Health and Human Services Disability Services Division, presenting information regarding the Birth to Three program.
Okay, this is Larice Lincoln, and she is the program coordinator for the Birth to Three program in the Disability Services Division. And I'm going to let Larice do the presentation, but I just wanted to say that I think this is one of the county's hidden gems. I think that you really don't know about this program until you need it, and hopefully you would never need it, because it is a program that provides a early intervention services for infants and toddlers who have developmental delays from birth to three. It is an opportunity to provide an integrated approach that supports families and provides supportive services so that that child will reach their maximum potential when they transition into the school system at age three. We have some great community partners. We have a couple of community-based agencies that are here that we work with, but I think this is one program that we get lots of real positive comments from parents who really, really find themselves all of a sudden in a situation with a child with a developmental delay, don't know where to go, and they find this to be just a nurturing, really informational, informative program that has a strong therapeutic a base to it. So with that, I'm going to let Larice talk a little bit about Birth to Three.
Thank you for allowing me to speak today about the Birth to Three program. In your folders, you will find information on the program's priorities, values, vision, and mission, as well as samples of some of the informational flyers and pamphlets we distribute to parents about the program. If you would like, you can also follow along with the PowerPoint. There is a copy of the presentation in your folder. Before I start, I'd like to introduce representatives from three of our service provider network agencies. Ms. Erin Raber from Children's Services, Easter Seals, she's the Children's Services Director. Ms. Christine Holmes, who is the President and CEO of Penfield Children's Center. Mr. Jerry Coons, the Executive Director of St. Francis Children's Center. We also have the pleasure of having Ms. Beth Vick, the mother of Olivia Vick, a child who has participated in the Birth to Three program since December of 2009. Each person would like to make a brief comment after the presentation. The Disability Services Birth to Three program has seven core values, and we believe that a child's optimal development depends on their being viewed first as children and second as children with problems or disabilities. A child's greatest resource is their family, and parents are partners in any activity that services their child. Professionals are most effective when they can work as a team member with parents and others, and collaboration is the best way to provide comprehensive services. Early intervention enhances the child's overall development. Children are best supported within the context of the family and their community. The Disability Services Division is the central point of referrals for the county. So all referrals come to the Disability Services Division and then are assigned by the Disability Services staff to service provider agencies for screening, evaluations, and our follow-up. So why make a referral to Birth to Three? The earlier a child's developmental delays are discovered, the more opportunity for the child to increase their skills and ability. The Birth to Three program is committed to providing services in a way that recognizes the importance of parents, family, and friends in a young child's life. Our goal is to help children participate in their community and give families techniques to help enhance their child's development and learning potential. Families' rights are protected when they participate in the Birth to Three program. Parental or guardians must give written consent for any evaluations or services that are provided. Participation in the program is voluntary. All records of children are kept confidential, and parents may review and request corrections of a child's file at any time. Parents may disagree with any decision regarding their child's eligibility and their child's services. So who is eligible for an evaluation for the Birth to Three program? Any child between the ages of 0 and 2 years, 11 months. At 3, we transition them to the school system or whatever other option the parent is interested in having for their child. Who is eligible for services? Children ages birth to 3 years of age who have a 25% delay in one or more area of development: behavioral, social, cognitive, speech, language, or motor. Have a diagnosed condition with a high probability of resulting in a developmental delay, or have a diagnosed hearing impairment or vision impairment. How is eligibility determined? Each child referred to the program is assigned a service coordinator from our service provider network, who will assist the family throughout the process of evaluation and service plan development. The Birth to Three service provider network consists of the Communication, the Center for Communication, Hearing and Deafness, Curative Care Network, Easter Seals Southwest, Milwaukee Center for Independence, Next Door Foundation, Penfield Children's Center, St. Francis Children's Center, and Vision Forward, formerly known as the Center for Blind and Visually Impaired Children. Children referred receive a team evaluation by a network agency. The evaluation team includes two or more professionals from the following areas: special education, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, social work, or psychology. The evaluation can take place in the family's home, a child care center, a relative's home, an early intervention center, or just about anywhere the family and child feel comfortable. The family is an integral part of the evaluation team. The evaluation team determines if the child has a developmental delay and is eligible for services. After the evaluation, if the child is determined eligible for Birth to Three, an individual family service plan is developed with the family. This plan outlines the family's concerns regarding the child's development and what strategies and early intervention services will be provided to address these concerns. The service coordinator will assist the family in scheduling the recommended services. Services are based on each child's individual family service plan. The services are designed to help the family with their child's developmental needs and to provide learning opportunities for the child as part of their daily routine. What type of services are offered? Well, staff have specialties in education, psychology, occupational therapy, physical therapy, speech therapy, social work, and parent education. There's also parent support groups and parent education groups that are available. The services are provided in the family's home, in the relative's home, in the child care center, play group, library group. The Birth to Three objective is to provide these services in a natural environment for the child and the family. Who can make a referral? Parents can make a referral. Physicians, nurse practitioners, public health nurses, child care centers, hospitals, community agencies. It is important, however, that the person making the referral speaks to the parent before calling. And how do you make a referral? You simply call the Department of Health and Human Services Disability Services BIRB to 3 program at 289-6799, or you can send in a fax. We accept calls in English and Spanish, and any other language that is needed can be requested for assistance. Thank you so much for having me today.
I'd just like to add that this is a program that's clearly that we offer without adequate funding. We've not seen an increase in this funding in years, and, you know, I think maybe one or more of the partner agencies may let you know what a challenge it's been, but clearly it's an entitlement program. You know, it is without regard to income, so if you need it, you refer, and there's clearly not a question that all of the children that are referred to this program, we find a way to make sure that they are screened, have an evaluation, and if determined eligible, do receive services. As you know, a child really can't wait, so it would be fruitless to have a waiting list so that by the time you're 3, you really haven't gotten the early intervention support and services you need. Our board, actually, the Combined Community Services Board, every year just talks about what a great job the partners do. They do a lot of fundraising activities in order to, you know, help supplement the services so that they are able to provide services. But I think it is truly an invaluable service if you recognize that you need this on an ongoing basis for your child. So with that,
Christine, would you like
to? I do have three parts.
Okay.
That person home is your queen. Get Mom Hatfield to talk to her.
Describe the parent first.
We'll have Beth go first.
Okay.
Beth is a parent.
Good morning. My name is Beth Vick, and I am a parent of a child in birth to three. She's been in birth to three for 2 years. She entered in December of 2009. My husband and I adopted Olivia immediately after birth. We understood the possibilities, but we were not fully prepared for the long road that was ahead of us. Olivia was born a month premature, weighing 3 pounds, 12 ounces. And following birth, she was in respiratory distress and noted to have intrauterine growth restriction. In addition, she had extremely high bilirubin level. She was jaundiced for her size. They were moments away from doing a full blood transfusion on her, but they chose to do the lights, which was successful. And her birth mother had a history of drug abuse. She used opiates, marijuana, and also tobacco use. So 2 days after her birth, she was transferred to Children's Hospital via Flight for Life. And that's really where our road started. The medical staff at Children's Hospital could not tell us the long-term effects of the high bilirubin level. The only indicators would be her ability to meet her developmental milestones. So at first, I'd say my husband and I were in denial. But as she got older and was not achieving the developmental milestones age appropriately, we admitted to ourselves she was delayed and mutually agreed to make a birth to three referral. From the start, she received physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy 2 times a week, and the team recommended starting with an intense frequency and make adjustments as she made progress. When she began therapy, she was content just sitting, and now we cannot get her to stop. In 2 years, she has gone from sitting independently, and now she's walking, she's running, she's jumping, she's talking, and she is one of the most social children that I have ever had the pleasure to be around. We have to credit the therapists for their outstanding work, for the progress she has made in the last 2 years. We have wonderful therapists at our agency, and I believe they're the cream of the crop. They have made my husband and I feel that we are a vital part of the team. They would introduce new strategies as well as point out things we were already doing at home to assist in her development. They would consistently remind us that we were parents, not therapists. So they would also provide us items if we needed them in the home to assist with her therapy. And not only did they promote carryover in the home, but they were also a resource for Olivia's child care teachers because she is in child care full time. and they have done a wonderful job following through with her therapy goals. Although her journey is not over, we have to admit that they have made this long road a little less bumpy, and we will never forget what they have done for Olivia and our family. Right now, she is currently in the process of transitioning to the public schools. She turns 3 on November 11th, so they were a big part of helping us transition to the public schools. So if it wasn't for Birth to Three, I don't feel that my daughter would have made as much progress as she has today, and they have been a huge influence on our lives. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Chris Holmes. I'm the president of Penfield Children's Center. Thank you. Beth is one of our families that we serve with her lovely daughter, Olivia. I want to thank you for the opportunity to tell you about this program because I don't think you hear much about it. It's not fiscally one of the big programs that you have to worry about and manage a lot. But it's vital to the families that we serve. The money starts out at the federal level at IDEA, which is the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, makes its way through the state Department of Health, and then comes down to the county, and then is dispersed to those agencies that you saw on the chart earlier. The collaboration between the agencies is something that we really cherish, and Jerry Kuhn from St. Francis is going to tell you a little bit about how that collaboration works. But we do get together monthly and talk about how we can improve services for the families we serve. Two-thirds of our budget is probably covered by the entitlement program. Another third, we have to find the donations and make up the difference. At Penfield, we serve over 1,400 children. We receive approximately $1.4 million for the services we provide, and we supplement that with a minimum each year of over $650,000, upwards of $1 million. Those types of equipment that Beth Vick talked about, leaving those in her home, are all private donations. They're not something that are covered by the county, state, federal dollars. We do look at how we can make efficiencies to the program constantly as an individual organization and as a coalition of organizations. The services that are provided through Birth to Three do not include the therapies. Those therapies are reimbursed through the child's insurance or through Medicaid. Those services are threatened on a daily basis. Now we're dealing with insurance companies that want to cap the number of visits that children receive, even though they're supposed to receive services until they're 3 years of age. Now they're saying, well, you know, we cap everybody's services at let's give you 10 visits and then we'll come back and see if the child needs any more. Well, for these kids, they don't have time to wait. The first 3 years of life are the most important in terms of the brain development and in terms of the coordination. So if you know anything about early childhood development, I just want to say the brain, when a child is born, the brain usually weighs somewhere around 400 grams. By the time they turn 3, it weighs 1,100 grams. So there's 700 grams of brain growth during that 3 years. You only get another 400 grams the rest of your life. So it's a very critical time of development. That's why these types of entitlement programs were developed. So as we fight to keep the dollars, we haven't had an increase since 2003, and we keep serving more and more children every year. I just want to make one other point in that we are held to very strict quality standards and benchmarks. We're going to be attending a meeting this afternoon in Racine about those benchmarks. And we have to serve the child in what the parent determines is their natural environment. So most of our workers go out into the homes to serve these families. So it's a vital program. It needs the support of the county. It needs you to pay attention to this program, even though it's not the biggest budget item that you will address. Thank you very much for your time.
Good morning. I'm Jerry Kuhn. I'm the executive director of St. Francis Children's Center. Thanks for having me. There's just three points that I want to make because Chris and Beth have actually described the program incredibly well. But I want to just touch on the collaborative efforts between all of the agencies. There's so much conversation about collaborate, work together jointly. We collaborate incredibly well together. With the support of Milwaukee County, all of the agencies get together once a month, every 6 weeks or so, and we just work on all of the problems that we're all confronting and all of the issues that we're confronting. I actually chair a Birth to Three consortium of all the providers, and that group just focuses on whatever the issues are that we need to address to make sure that we serve the kids that need to be served. The second point is this is a program that is clearly an evidence-based program intervention model. There's so much data to support the benefits of early intervention and how that benefits the child, the family, and certainly society later on in life. So we can spend the money now or we can spend the money later. This one is so clear. I mean, there's evidence to support all of the interventions that we provide to the children. And third, and I think almost most importantly, we're really a source of support for those families, those parents who didn't intend for this to be a part of their journey when they had a child. That wasn't something they were thinking of. You know, one of our staff says it would be the same as if you were planning a trip to Europe and you ended up in Australia. Might be a wonderful place to visit, but you weren't planning on it, so now how are you going to accommodate that? And that's really so, so critical for the families. We hear this over and over, that I just didn't know what I was going to do. You were here to support us. If we didn't have something to provide directly, we could refer to another agency that might. We know Milwaukee County. We know the service providers. We know what goes on here. And the families can rely on us to provide those services. Thank you.
Questions from committee?
Can you ask where the St. Francis Children's Center is located?
Mr. Coomer?
It's 6700 North Fort Washington Road. It's on the Cardinal Scritch campus.
There's a list of each agency in your folder and their address.
Okay. Thank you very much. Supervisor Harris and then Supervisor Rice.
Thank you, Chairwoman. I just wanted to just say a few words about Penfield. I actually had an opportunity to meet Christine at a tour that I did, I want to say about 6 months ago now, and we did talk about Penfield having the opportunity to actually come and speak about their programs and how Milwaukee County impacts the program. So I'm really glad to see you at the table today and that you made your way here. And I just wanted to, you know, say how important it is that we do continue to support programs like Penfield. I actually grew up with a sister who had spinal bifida and had to take, you know, had to be recipient of a lot of the programs that we offer here in Milwaukee County. So it's good to see that we're starting to pay attention to those, and they have an opportunity today to speak out for support. So thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Rice?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I just wanted to thank you for putting this on the agenda. You know, we, especially this time of year, we deal with a lot of paper and a lot of budgetary matters. We see programs, voluminous numbers of programs come through. But until we have information like we heard this morning in terms of the first-person impacts and how our programs translate into, you know, service delivery and impact the family and children, I don't think we have a full appreciation for, you know, what the meaning of all of these budgetary numbers are. So, very helpful, and I look forward to future presentations like this to translate what we're doing into the community. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Supervisor Rice. Supervisor Jurcik and Supervisor Harris.
I'll just say I agree with Supervisor Rice's comments. Could I ask what our budgetary support for the three programs? Do you break that out, or is it?
Slide A, do you have those numbers? Is Alex here? No? Darn it.
When you say budgetary, you mean the total?
From the county.
Right. From the county? Oh, I want to say it's probably close to about $6 million total.
And
$6 million. And it's divided among the Birth to Three agencies. I can get that for you specifically, but all of the agencies receive an allocation. We'll be making those allocations that come to you in December for January, you know, for 2012, and that's money that we receive from the state, as Ms. Holmes said. It's appropriated from the federal government to the state, and each county receives an allocation, and then that allocation is money that we actually disperse. We also have some county basic community aids dollars that are added to that because there is a maintenance of effort required on behalf of the Birth to Three agencies, but I can certainly get you the distribution by agency and the total.
Now, I thought that maintenance of effort was gone. Is that just in certain programs?
That's just in certain programs. It's still definitely there in the Birth to Three area.
And is there actual, other than the pass-throughs from state and federal, do we have any local property tax levy support?
No, I don't believe there's any local tax levy support. But I can check for you. I will make get that for you.
Okay, and I know you can follow up, and I appreciate that.
Okay.
The last question, I'm trying to understand the funding on this.
Mm-hmm.
We disperse monies to the agencies, and I assume that when a child is being served, there's also an opportunity to perhaps collect under the child's Title 19. Is that...
Yes, as Ms. Holmes said, the therapies are billed to Medicaid or the insurance. So it is a package. Actually, the portion that the county pays for are those services that cannot be billed through insurance. So we pay for those, the special education portions. It's a complete package. They bill Medicaid for therapies, speech, occupational, physical therapy, either through Medicaid or through insurance, and then the county adds to that for the complete package of services that that family does receive.
And I know the 1-3 program is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank you for especially bringing the parent to hear that heartfelt story. Mm-hmm. And thank you for what you're doing.
I just wanted to comment that if the family does not have insurance, we still cover the services for that child.
And that's county office.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Supervisor Harris?
I just wanted to make that one final comment, I guess bringing it full circle. When I mentioned my sister, who has now just had a birthday last week, Tuesday, in fact, and she's now in her 20s. And because of programs like this Birth to Three program, she lives on her own. She's very independent and takes care of herself. So, again, just, you know, putting another plug in how important it is for us to fund programs like the Birth to Three program and other programs that help individuals with disabilities because it's very crucial to their lifespan and how they live. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your
time. Thank you. No, thank you very much for being here. One of the other great programs I talked about that day that we'll learn a little bit more about in the future is the transition program. And I know that everybody here is concerned with family care, and that was one of the things that we were able to offer as kids transition from these programs into adulthood. How do you do that, smoothly? And so they developed this great program. And I know that was one of the things. That was like one of the number one concerns the parents had is what happens when my child gets old and ages out of these great programs. So thank you very much, Ms. Friday. All right. Moving on to item number 2. The